I am truly privileged to be speaking with the great Les Brown, who is truly considered, and I think rightfully so, one of the greatest motivational speakers in the world. And Les, you were talking with us about the fact that we have to make sure that we're walking by faith and not by sight.
Yes, because as we begin to look at ourselves, we are the beneficiaries of the past, we are the trustees of the present, and we are the architects of the future. We can create, regardless of our situation right now, even if you're a homeless person, even if someone looked at you and said to you, as I was had said to me 12 years ago, three words that no one ever wants to hear: you have cancer. You have cancer. And I was given a 2 to 3 year prognosis. That was 12 years ago. More people and studies indicate die from a doctor's prognosis than from the disease itself.
Wow.
The reason that my favorite book says death and life is in the tongue is that people live within the context of conversations. MIT did a study. If I say to you, Kyle, you can't do that, then somebody else has to come along 17 times and say, you can do it, Kyle, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it, to neutralize that one time. So right now, what we have to do is inoculate ourselves. And I want to walk through 10 things that people can do that allow them to weather any type of storm in life, economic, financial, whatever it is, if it's a sickness, if it's getting out of a toxic situation, a toxic relationship. Here's the first step. Number one, be thankful. You know, we're taught in all things be thankful, in all things give thanks. We have to look for the possibilities ahead. It's easy to focus on what's missing and ignore the possibilities of what you can do with what you have left. And one of the things that my mother did when we lost our home and it went into foreclosure, she said, keep your head up. And it caused me to start thinking about the possibilities rather than focusing on the past, and start looking at, what do I do now? This has happened. Things are going to happen to you in life. Think it not strange that you face the fiery furnaces of this world. You will have tribulations. And so the tendency is to become depressed. The tendency is to complain about it and to focus on that. But whatever you focus on the longest becomes the strongest. And so what Mama was saying, look ahead, don't look back. And as I begin to look at what is it I had going for me, that takes me to the next level. Not only must you be thankful that you're still here, you're still breathing, you got another shot, but this is the time to be thoughtful. Look for ways to get ahead by strategizing for opportunities and challenges. In my particular case, I have no college training, so I went to a motivational session. I saw Zig Ziglar and Tony Robbins and Wayne Dyer. I like to help people. I like to motivate people. I like to make people laugh. And I said, I could do this. And I saw a guy sitting next to me, and we were talking, and his a speaker came out and spoke, and I said, man, that guy was boring. And I didn't know it was his brother-in-law. He said, you ought to be that boring and make the kind of money he made. And I said, how much money did they pay him? He said, $5,000. I said, he only spoke for 45 minutes. He said, that's the kind of money they make. I said, I know I could do that. Okay. And so in our community, if you can say 2 or 3 words and don't stumble, the first thing people say, you ought to be a preacher. Okay, well, right. I didn't want to preach. I needed some prayer, all right? So I look for ways that I could be able to earn money using my skills as a speaker, my gift of gab. And I, from that time to this time, now, I lost a job, right? I was fired. From that time to this time, I've earned over $58 million doing that, which I love to do, by thinking and not operating from my fear, you know, that we were not born to work for a living, but to live our making, and living our making will make our living. The next thing is, not only must we be thankful and be thoughtful, but you have to be active. You want to just think about what it is that you want to do. You want to become actively engaged in moving in the direction of what it is you want to create with your life, creating small steps, because you can build from there by the yard of thought. Inch by inch, anything is a cinch. You want to really be active. You don't want to spend time looking at television, reading the newspaper, and talking to people about how bad things are. You want to create some opportunities out here. George Bernard Shaw said, the people that make it in this life, they look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. Mama used to say, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. If you're not active and engaged in making things happen, then what it is, you're going to have a tendency to become depressed. Next thing is, be patient. Don't expect instant results. You have to carefully work on a plan of action. You have to be consistent and plug away with it and plug away at it. But don't look to see things happen instantly. Mama used to say, a watched pot never boils. When will we get out of this situation? We will get out when we get out. When will a baby walk? It will walk when it walks. Some walk earlier than others. When will it talk? It will talk when it talks. Some talk earlier than others. And when will you get out of this situation? You'll get out when you get out. You have to keep plugging away. What you're going through has not come to pass. It has not come to stay. It has come to pass. It's going to go away, but you got to keep on plugging away, and you got to be patient. And you got to be persistent and expect good things to happen. I remember a friend of mine, she went to New York to get a job, and she interviewed for the job, and she came back, and she said, I didn't get it. I said, is that right? I said, I'm sorry to hear that. She said, I didn't expect to get it. I said, then why'd you go? If you didn't expect to get the job, why would you waste your time, their time, and the money flying up there for a job you did not expect to get?
Yes.
And I say, you want to have the spirit of expectation. You want to keep an eye out for opportunities. And understand that opportunity does not knock on every door. It does not. Opportunity stands by silently waiting for you to recognize it. So you want to be thankful, be thoughtful, be active, be connected, be patient, be persistent, and be positive. Expect great things to happen to you and say to yourself, good things are going to happen to me. I deserve good things to happen to me. You got to start affirming what you want. Thou shalt declare a thing that shall be established unto you. Other thing is you got to be creative. Look for new ways to be effective, new ways to win. Use your imagination to explore opportunities rather than getting caught up in the problems. This is the time you have to reinvent yourself. You've got to die to who you are now to give birth to who you can become. I did not know I could be an author, that I'm a speech coach. I train people how to speak. I train people how to use their talents. Knowledge is a new currency. So I train people how to use their knowledge, their experiences, the lessons they've learned from life, and how to build a financial empire. Because you learn, you earn, you pass it on. So I had no idea this Les Brown that you're now talking to existed. I used to be a disc jockey. So I did not know I had this potential, but somebody helped me to begin to see that part of myself that I did not know existed. The other thing is, be concerned, but don't be consumed. Look for good information, but don't overindulge in news or information that does not help you move on. Whatever you focus on the longest becomes the strongest. If you focus on negative information, that information will be very, very powerful in your life. And so you want to focus on positive things, whatever is of good report. Think on these things. Other thing, and the final piece, is be faithful. Let your faith be a comfort and inspiration. It's easy to have faith when your bills are paid, your mortgage note is current, your relationship is working out fine, nobody's told you you have some type of terminal illness. It's easy to have faith then. The children are acting like they got good sense.
It's easy
to have faith then. You understand
right.
What I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but the true test of faith, the true test of faith is when life comes knocking at your door. No test, no testimony.
Mm.
And this is the time that we have to be faithful. This is the time that we have to keep the faith. This is the time, as our children are looking at us, that they need to see us standing up, being strong, and understand that we were chosen for this time. This is the time for us to let life's best moments come through us, as you would say. This
yes,
is the time that we have to get still and know, as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, what lies behind us and what lies before us is of small consequence to what lies within us. This is the time, as L.C. Robinson said, things may happen around you and things may happen to you, but the only things that really count are the things that happen in you. This is the time for us to know that we have the power to overcome anything that we're facing, that we're made in the likeness and image of God, and we've been given authority and dominion over everything on the face of the earth. Everything, didn't say some things, everything, which includes foreclosures, which includes bankruptcies, which includes losing your job, which includes being sick, which includes community deterioration and teenage pregnancy and the dropout rate, everything. We have the power, which includes your debt. We have the power in us to conquer those things. And one of the most important things that I said, I think, is about being thoughtful, taking the time to get your mind straight.
Yes.
You know, Dr. Carter G. Woodson, who wrote The Miseducation of the Negro, he said, If you can determine what a man shall think, you never have to concern yourself with what he will do.
Mm.
He said, if you can make a man feel inferior, you never have to compel him to seek an inferior status, for he will seek it himself. And if you can make a man feel justly an outcast, you never have to order him to go to the back door. He'll go without being told. And if there's no door, his very nature will demand one. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. So that means that that mind, that thought process can work powerfully either for us or against us.
Without any question, the Temptations used to have a song years ago, Just My Imagination.
Yes, sir.
Running Away With Me.
Yes.
If you don't harness your imagination, it will run away with you and drive you crazy. I'll tell you what I know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let me tell you. I'm telling you, man, it is something else. So, listen, I like to encourage people who are serious, go to my website, lesbrown.com, and there's a set of CDs I have that's changing people's lives called Choosing Your Future, and a DVD I have called Live Full, Die Empty. And as they listen to those on a regular basis, I guarantee you it will change their lives. And every Monday on my website, there's a phone number. I do a motivational call at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time from 8 to 8:30 and helping people to learn how to create their future now and teaching them how to get out of their head and step into their greatness.
And that's
Brown.com.
8:30 a.m., p.m.?
It's 8 o'clock. It's 8 p.m. I do this every Monday night at 8
awesome.
P.m. I started several years ago when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer to encourage people who were diagnosed with cancer. And then they start having family members and friends listen on. And then it has grown. Thousands of people listen from around the world every Monday at 8 p.m. on my website. They call and get the number and listen in.
Awesome. I'll definitely remind them of that. In the meantime, Les Brown, I want to thank you very, very much for capping a wonderful first 3 days of a remarkable first month of a new year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for the work that you're doing. Here's a thought I'd like to leave for the audience. Always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. God bless you and God bless your dream.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Les Brown, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad that you all could join us.